Would the children please come forward at this time for the children's message, and you may be seated. And the children's message is being led this morning by Vivian Bird.
Wow. What a great group we have today. And it's so good to see each of you here on this beautiful Lord's Day. Who can tell me what we celebrated last week? Christmas. And whose birthday were we remembering? Jesus' birthday. That is right. Okay, who can tell me what we're going to celebrate this week? What day are we going to celebrate? Tuesday. New Year's. Gosh, you all are so smart. We're going to celebrate New Year. And New Year's is a new beginning. Many of us, we look at New Year's and we decide to change some things. Some of us. We want to leave behind maybe some bad habits. You know, some of us have bad habits like eating too much chocolate, too much cake and ice cream. You don't do that, do you? But some of us do. And so we might decide to leave behind us a bad habit like that. Or maybe we have other bad habits, like maybe we have bad thoughts sometimes, negative thoughts. Or maybe we say unkind things that we really regret later. And so New Year's sometimes is a new beginning for us. We pledge to be a better person, free of our mistakes of the past year. But you see, when we accept Jesus into our heart and we ask for his forgiveness, we also begin a new life, free from our past sins. We become new because of his love for us and his willingness to forgive. And so as we celebrate a new year, a new beginning, I hope that each of you, as well as we adults, will try to show more love to those around us and to be more thankful for the many, many blessings that we receive each and every day. Let's pledge to give more hugs and more words of encouragement. I know that we will feel different, and we will see a difference in those around us. And let's ask the grown-ups to pray with us, okay? Our Heavenly Father, with your gift of a brand new year, we ask that you help us to freely plant seeds of love, encouragement, and thoughtfulness wherever we go. In your precious name we pray. Amen. Thanks for being here.
Could you do that? Okay, at this time we will sing hymn number 250. It is Once in Royal David City. And the children are invited to collect change for missions during this hymn.